Praise the Lord, my brothers and my sisters. This is the day that the Lord has made, and every day that God wakes us up, we should rejoice and be glad, for it's another day for us to go forward and to be in God's mission and to be about God's ministry in the places where God has placed us for such a time as this. This is still a great day, even in the midst of a global pandemic and everything else that is going on in our world and in our communities. This is a great day. Our scripture this morning has already been lifted up for your hearing. I want to key in on verse number 27 of that passage. And verse number 27 says, they were amazed, saying, "What sort of man is this that even the winds and the sea obey him?" What sort of man is this that even the winds and the sea obey him? This morning, for just a few minutes, I want to talk about hope in the midst of the storm. Hope in the midst of the storm. Let us pray. God, we thank you for another day's journey. We thank you for another beautiful sunrise, another day that you've allowed us to see. God, we thank you for continuing to be a God who makes the impossible possible in our lives. We thank you for being a God who continues to move the mountains and the stumbling blocks that get in our way. Now, Spirit of the living God, Spirit of the living God, stop by this place and fall fresh upon me, your servant, one more time as I attempt to proclaim your word. Help me, O God, to sit down and help your word to stand up and to stand tall and to fall fresh upon hearts this day. Less of me and more of thee, O God, is my prayer. God, you are awesome and you are amazing right here in this place on this day, and for this we give you thanks. It's in your awesome, precious, powerful Son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hope in the midst of the storm. The village of Capernaum was right on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. Like many Galileans, we're familiar with boats and life near this large lake. The Sea of Galilee was well known for its sudden, violent storms, and the severity of the storm was evident in the fact that disciples, many of them who were experienced fishermen, they were terrified, crying out, "Lord, save us. We are perishing." Though the disciples were desperate, Jesus was asleep. It must have seemed strange to them that Jesus could sleep in the midst of this terrible storm. When they awoke, Jesus, he rebuked their fear and unbelief, not their request or waking him. We shouldn't think that Jesus was in a bad mood for being awakened. He was upset at their fear because fear and unbelief go together. When we trust God as we should trust God, there is little room that is left for fear. Jesus didn't merely quiet the wind and the sea. He rebuked the winds and the sea, and in the span of a few moments, the disciples saw both the complete humanity of Jesus in his tired sleep and the fullness of his deity. They saw Jesus for who he is, truly man and truly God. The disciples marvel at Jesus now because even the very elements of the world obey him and heed his very words. Jesus is progressively revealing to his disciples that he is qualified to be the Savior of the world. He must have victory over all of the forces in heaven and upon earth. In Matthew's gospel, Jesus is presented as meeting all of the criteria necessary to validate his being the eternal Son of God for all of eternity. This morning, my brothers and sisters, some of us find ourselves in the midst of life storms. We find ourselves caught up in all of the chaos. This morning, some of us find ourselves in the midst of life storm. There are three things that I want us to remember this morning as Jesus calms the storm. Three things. God is with us in the midst of life storms. God is with us in the midst of life storms. I want us to remember that there is hope in the storm. There is hope in the storm. And finally, we've got to be the hope. We've got to be the hope. God is with us in the midst of life storms. To say the past year and a half has been a storm would be an understatement. Around the world, there have been 215 million coronavirus cases, with almost 4.4 million people dying from this deadly virus. In California, we have had 4.3 million infections, with 1.4 of them being right here in Los Angeles County. There have been more than 65,000 deaths in California, with 25,000 of them being in LA County. My daily thoughts and my daily prayers continue for the family and friends of the 4.4 million people that have died from the virus around the globe. My prayers are with the folks who have lost their jobs, businesses that were life dreams that have closed, and countless celebrations and mourning that have not taken place in the traditional ways. On my 44th birthday, which was Thursday, March the 19th, 2020, our California Governor Gavin Newsom issued the nation's first statewide stay-at-home order, closing all non-essential businesses and restaurant dining. I was preparing for spring break and a much-anticipated trip to Portugal. Life, as we knew it, had changed. During the pandemic, travel was halted. 6 feet apart became the new norm. Family gatherings were canceled. Weddings, funerals, schools all went online. I'm a professor at Cal State San Bernardino. My college has 20,000 students, and we are a Hispanic-serving institution. 60% of our students are Latino, and another 20% are ethnic minority. 80% of our students are first-generation college students, and 60% of them live in poverty. They are frontline and essential workers living in multi-generational households. Most of my students have the odds stacked against them without a global pandemic. A few months ago, it seemed like our lives were starting to return back to some resemblance of our daily normal. And now here comes the Delta and the Lambda variant. The storms seem to be raging this past week. We have some restrictions that are being put back in place. One of my colleagues, I was talking to him, he has a six-year-old in kindergarten, about how it was going, and he talked about just the obstacles of only meeting the teachers through the chain link fence and hearing how a six-year-old perceives school but not being able to go in and see the classroom. Our country continues to just experience a level of angry rhetoric, and it's precipitated by a whole bunch of things. Storms raging this week. We continue to see our brothers and sisters in Haiti deal with civil unrest and now the ravages of another earthquake. The storms seem to be raging this past week. We watched as folks were desperate to flee Afghanistan, folks dangling from a military cargo plane, women passing babies over barbed wire fences so that their children might have a better life. Suicide bombers killing at least 90 folks, including 13 U.S. service members. And I saw in the news before I departed to come here that there was another bombing of some sort this morning. Literal storms seem to be raging this week as Hurricane Ida barrels toward the Gulf Coast as we approach the 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. Firefighters battle fires all across the western United States in this scorching heat. The storms seem to be raging all around us this week. But I want us to remind us this morning that Jesus was on the boat with the disciples during the storm. Jesus is on the boat with us during all of our life's obstacles. Jesus is on the boat with us during our valley experiences. Jesus is on the boat with us no matter our current circumstance or our current situation. Jesus is on the boat with us during this global pandemic and seasons of hate that have dominated our society. Jesus is on the boat with us during this storm. My brothers and sisters, God is with us this morning in the midst of life's storms. But I also want us to realize that there is hope. There is hope. Even in the midst of a storm, there is hope. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood was probably my favorite childhood show. And Fred Rogers always says, when I was a boy and I would see scary things in the news, my mother would say to me, look for the helpers. You will always find people who are helping. During this pandemic, we have seen the helpers. I would add, see the hope in the helpers. We have witnessed healthcare professionals lay it all on the line to care for those who are dying. We have seen teachers pivot to a virtual world that they have not been prepared for, and now going back into the classrooms in another world that they have not been prepared for. We have seen grocery store workers and bus drivers and Amazon and FedEx and UPS delivery workers. Everybody's stepping up to the plate. Look for the helpers and see the hope. I see the hope. I see the hope as the CDC released numbers early this month with 168 million folks in America being fully vaccinated. I see the hope this afternoon as the main campus of my church, Hollywood United Methodist Church, hosts a ring for the vaccine event. And there's a vaccination clinic, and they're going to ring the bell tower, the historic bell tower, for every vaccine this afternoon that is given. I see the hope as I look at my social media feeds and children are returning back to school in the classroom. I see the hope this week as I return back to the classroom for the first time since March of 2020 for in-person instruction. Hope, hope. Hope comes when Jesus asks, why are you afraid, you of little faith? Why are you afraid, you of little faith? Then he got up and he rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was the dead calm. There is hope. There is hope this morning. My favorite passage of scripture is Psalm 27, which begins, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? There is hope this morning. There is hope this morning in the midst of the storm. God is with us this morning in the midst of life's storm. There is hope this morning in the storm. But my brothers and sisters, we've got to reach out and we've got to be the hope. We've got to be the hope. Someone told me, and I've had this discussion with several folks, that we've lost time from our lives during the COVID pandemic. This was a year and a half that was wasted, that was lost. And my response to them is, no, it's not. It's not a wasted year. It's not a year of loss. Psalm 27 ends with these words, I believe that I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. Even in the midst of a global pandemic, I live with hope, and it is well with my soul will ring from my lips. It has been a year of growth and a year and a half of deep reflection. I know that I was privileged to have meaningful work that I enjoy and was able to do from home. I learn as much about life from my students as they learn from me about communications. Being a virtual professor had its challenges. Going back into the classroom, where in some classes I have some folks here and some folks on Zoom, is going to be a challenge. I continue to adapt. I continue to grow. I continue to change and to challenge myself. We've got to be the hope. We've got to be the hope. The world is in need right now for the people who claim to follow Jesus, the risen Christ, to get busy uplifting us from the chaos. The world is waiting on us to find realistic solutions to empower our brothers and our sisters all around Los Angeles County who are unhoused. As people of faith, we've got to be part of the solution that creates affordable housing. We've got to be the hope. As people of faith, we've got to challenge challenge the places in which we do business to pay people living wages. We've got to be the hope. As people of faith, we've got to not sit idly by. We've got to challenge all of the isms and the phobias that continue to plague our society. We've got to enter our workplaces, enter our social circles, and some of our homes and try triumphantly declare, "Not this day, in the name of Jesus." We've got to be the hope. As people of faith, we must hold our elected officials accountable. We must continually remind them that they work for us. As people of faith, we must lead the charge in listening to others and elevating our dialogue beyond sound bites into meaningful conversations that lead to lasting change. That's what the God that we serve this morning is calling us forth to do. We've got to be the hope. We've got to be the hope, and we need to learn to sing this morning. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well, it is well this day with my hope. With my soul. We've got to be the hope this day. We've got to be the hope, and we've got to learn to sing that my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest rain, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground this day is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. My brothers and my sisters, we've got to be the hope. And my prayer is that we don't go back to the world as we knew it. We don't go back to the way that things were, but that we work to create a new, more just, and equitable society for all of God's children. My prayer is that we work towards a new normal. We've got to be the hope. They were amazed, saying, "What sort of man is this that even the winds and the sea obey him?" This morning, I challenge you to place your hope in the greatest man in history. He had no servants, yet they called him master. He had no degree, yet they called him teacher. Place your hope in the one who had no medicines, yet they called him healer. He had no army, yet kings feared him. He won no military battles, yet he conquered the world. Place your hope this day in the one who committed no crime, yet they crucified him. He was buried in a borrowed tomb, yet he lives today. Place your hope in the one named Jesus. He is the sort of man that even the winds and the sea obey him. And we got into the boat. His disciples followed him. A windstorm arose on the sea so great that the boat was being swamped by the waves, but he was asleep. And they went. And they woke him up, saying, "Lord, Lord, save us, we are perishing." And he said to them, "Why are you afraid? Why are you afraid, you of little faith?" Then he got up, and he rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a dead calm. They were amazed, saying, "What sort of man is this that even the winds and the sea obey him?" God is with us. God is with us this day in the midst of life's storms. There is hope. There is hope even in the middle of the storm. And we've got to be the hope. We've got to be the hope. They were amazed, saying, "What sort of man is this that even the winds and the sea obey him?" What sort of man is this that even the winds and the sea obey him? There is hope this morning in the midst of the storm. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, and in the name of God's Holy Spirit, let the people of God this day say hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen.